Welcome to the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. I am your host, Luke Nestler. Listen, I'm the CEO and co-founder of Impact Media, and this is yet again another iTunes exclusive. Man, I have a lot of fun with these. This is the second iTunes exclusive, meaning the only place you're going to see this, or hear this rather, is on iTunes. For those of you that are loyal followers of the podcast, which we have lots around the world, we do it on Facebook, we do it on YouTube, and we also do the Attention Equals Dollars podcast on iTunes. But I wanted something a little bit more. I needed some place to get things that were in my head that I wanted to get out that would bring you value. I needed some place to do it. And man, I fucking hate writing. So I'm not going to blog, right? So I said, you know what? I'm going to push out more content on iTunes, and it's only going to be exclusive to iTunes. So the folks that follow us on Facebook, the folks that follow us on YouTube are not going to be able to see this because it's an iTunes exclusive and you can only hear it. Listen, what we're talking about today is the fact that you care too much. You care too much about what others think, and it's affecting the bottom line of your business. It's affecting your career. It is affecting your life. Visibility is the lifeblood of business. If nobody knows you, nobody can hire you. If you don't have attention, you don't have dollars. And right now, you don't have enough attention. You might not have hardly enough to even survive, let alone thrive. Or you might have some and business is doing well, but business could be doing more. Business could be doing better if you had more attention. Listen, you care too much about what people think because you're thinking about, what if this piece of content annoys somebody? What if they don't like what I say? What if they don't like how I look? What if they think I'm fat? What if they think I'm ugly? I've heard so many what ifs. We work with realtors around the country. We work with personal brands around the country, right? We're all self-conscious about certain things, right? Maybe you think you got an accent. Maybe you think you got a double chin. Maybe you do got a double chin. Guess what? If you got a double chin and you got an accent, you got a double chin and you got an accent. The fact that you don't like to see yourself on camera or hear yourself is only hurting you more because everybody else sees the double chin. Everybody else sees the accent. You're being selfish because you're letting that prevent you from telling the world who you are, what you do, and you're preventing the world from knowing these things, and it's keeping you from being able to help more people. You're being selfish because your family's relying on you to grow. Your family's relying on you to scale your business, to scale your income, and you're stuck because you're afraid to get attention. Or maybe you're confident, man, like, you know, I think I look all right. I don't really think I sound weird. Maybe you're like me, but maybe you're worried that what you put out is going to inconvenience your following. Man, what if they don't want to hear what I have to say? What if they don't? What if they don't agree with me? Do you believe in what you just said? And if the answer is yes, what if they don't agree with you? Let me state it like this. You've heard of Kim Kardashian. A lot of people love her. A lot of people fucking hate her. Have you ever heard of Donald Trump or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton? Just, you know, a few normal men, right? No, they have been the leaders of our country. Great, awesome leaders. And I don't mean awesome as in I support them. Awesome as in like big, right? Bigger than anything you can think of big to be a president, right? You don't become the president of the United States because everybody likes you. If you try to put a message out that everybody's going to like, guess what? It appeals to nobody. It stands out and is remembered by nobody because it is what we call vanilla. It is boring. The leaders of this country, the leaders of the world, the biggest personalities that you can think of all have those that love them, loyal followers, and they all have what we call haters. It does not stop them from pushing and getting attention. You know people that try to put messages out every day, that put messaging out every day, that for the most part appeal to everybody. But guess what? It is monotone. It's vanilla. It's fucking boring. And you can't get behind something that's boring. If it doesn't stand out in my mind, it's not going to stand out in your mind, and you're not going to remember it. So your job, your goal should be to put content out that people agree with and that people strongly disagree with. I think you're going to go out of business in 5 to 10 years max if you do not get an understanding of how to put your message out on social media. If you do not learn Facebook, I think you're going to go out of business faster than that if you continue to spend money on TV and radio. Big, lofty claims. I believe it. You will be fucked if you continue to operate like it's 2005. And I say that on a daily basis. Maybe not with that tone. I use a little bit more of a potty mouth here because, you know what, it's just you and it's me. We're just having a conversation. But the bottom line is, do people all agree with that? No, I have people that can't stand me because they don't agree with what I say. Now, here's the thing. I respect them. I don't fight with them. I don't argue with them on social media. I respect their opinion, but I have a different opinion. And you not agreeing with me is not going to scare me and keep me from saying what I need to say. Why? Because that's selfish of me to do that. I'm here to protect my family, I'm here to protect my company, and I'm here to get the attention of those that need my service because I want to help them. And if that's 10 people and 20 people hate me, that's fine. I need those 10 people. You need attention. If you do not get attention and start getting it now, start getting it today, you will get beat by your competitors, those that are not afraid of what others might think, those that aren't afraid to establish a loyal following and also establish a loyal tribe of those that hate them or dislike them or disagree with them. You cannot be vanilla in a 2018, 2019 world and stand out. Some of the great personalities, some of the great businessmen and women of today are hated by a lot and loved by a hell of a lot more, right? Grant Cardone, people fucking hate that guy. He's changed my business. He means a lot to me. And there are a lot of people like me that follow him. There are a lot of people that dislike him. Gary Vaynerchuk, loved by thousands, hated by thousands. Oprah Winfrey, Steve Harvey, Mark Cuban. These are not people that everybody loves. Again, the president, our leader, whether you like him or not, I don't really care. The bottom line is the last three presidents you could absolutely look at, actually the last two more realistically, you can look at and you can see who understood online and social media because they kicked their competitors' ass. Again, it doesn't matter if you voted for them or not. We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about what they did to get attention. Now, does Donald Trump say some stupid shit? Of course he does. Am I saying you should go out and say some stupid shit? Of course not. But I know you have things that you want to say that you're afraid that other people aren't going to agree with. Say it. You need to start establishing those that disagree. You need to start establishing those that are loyal and firmly agree with you. If you don't, you will not be great. You will be average. And the average never, ever succeed in the long haul. You need attention. Attention equals dollars, and I want you to get it. I want you to stop worrying about what others think. Now listen, I used to be in the same boat you are. I cared way too much about what others thought. And it stemmed all the way back into middle school and high school and college. I wanted the girls to think I was the hot guy. I wanted the guys to think I was the funny dude, the athletic dude. I wanted people to hang out with me. And more importantly than that, man, when people didn't like me or I made somebody mad or somebody disagreed with me, it ruined my day because I cared too much about what others thought. And that stemmed over and carried over into my professional career. When we started this in 2012, I cared so much about what people thought that I just kind of kept my head down and tried to perfect my craft and be the best at what I did. But the problem was nobody knew me. Nobody knew me. I like the way this audio sounds on here. I've been on a few podcasts and it just sounds cool, man. Nobody knew me. All right, bottom line. Why? Because I wasn't putting anything out because I was afraid of what others might think. And the day came to where we weren't making any money, and it had been 3 months since we had paid rent and 2 months since we'd paid ourselves, and something had to change. The day my partner walked into my office that I was sleeping in, I didn't have a couch, I just slept on the damn floor, but I was sitting at my desk, and Jeff came in and he said, "Dude, I just walked past Michelle. We got 2 weeks. If we don't turn this around, we're screwed." I didn't have anything. I couldn't go put ads on TV. I couldn't go put ads in the newspaper. I didn't even think those worked, but as a last-ditch effort, I couldn't do it because I didn't have any money. I didn't know how to use social media. right? It was still somewhat young. In 2012, it wasn't what it is today, but it was very prominent in the lives of everybody. And that was my only hope. And it was, I've got to let people know what the hell we do, because I know we're great at it, but nobody knows. And the reason nobody knows, it's my fault. It's Jeff's fault. We weren't talking. We weren't telling people that we could design a kick-ass website for them. We weren't telling people that we could create the best video marketing piece you've ever had. So nobody knew what we did, because we didn't have attention on us, because I, like you, was concerned about what people might think. So the only thing I could do was take to social media, suck it up, and start sharing what I did. Start sharing tips, valuable information. Not even necessarily saying, hey, buy from me. Please buy from me. Please buy from me. I want to go out of business. Please buy. It wasn't that. Educating. Why educate? Because it positions you as an authority figure, as the expert. And guess what happened? I got the attention of a lot of people, right? At the time, I got the attention of hundreds of people. And back then, that was enough for three people to come through the door within 2 weeks, and it generated $10,000 from my business partner and myself. That was enough to pay our rent. That was enough to pay ourselves. And that saved our business. And that was the launching point to what Impact Media is today. And the moral of that story is, I was terrified. I was scared to death. Yes, of what if I lose it all, but I was terrified of, fuck, what if people don't like what I say? What if people judge me? I literally would wake up in cold sweats at night wondering, all right, dude, if we don't pay this rent, I'm not going to have anywhere to live because I'm sleeping on my floor of my office right now. And the other thing I was terrified of is, what if people make fun of me? What if people talk about me behind my back? And guess what? When I saw that it brought in cash, and that cash meant that we could survive, and that cash meant that we had a new customer that we could help, that reward was far greater than the fear of what others might think. You are great at what you do. Whether you're a realtor helping people buy or sell their home, whether you're an insurance person helping people be protected, whether you're a freaking cook at a restaurant serving up delicacies that I want to eat, whether you're a bartender, whether you own a cupcake shop, it doesn't matter. You are great at what you do. You're not telling everybody the skill set that you have, the value that you can bring to their life, and it is selfish. You're hurting yourself and you're hurting your family. You need attention. Attention equals dollars. I want you to get a lot of attention. I want you to get the world. I want the world for you, and I want the world to pay attention to you. You got to get over that fear. Get over the fear. Start putting content out. Start developing haters and using that as a measurement. I got 5 people that fucking hate me today. Cool. Guess what? You probably got 10 people that love you on top of those 5. The more people that dislike you, it is a scoreboard. The more people that dislike you, the more people that disagree with you, the more people that love you, the more people that are following you, that agree with you, and those are going to be your customers. Those are the ones that matter. You're letting those that disagree with you prevent you from helping those that are going to agree with you, and that is selfish. It's a mindset shift. And I want you to make that mindset shift, because I want to see you be successful. Listen, if you got value out of this podcast today, do me a favor. Do I ask you to buy anything? Do I ask you to go to our website and hire us? No, that's not why I do this podcast. I want to help you. I've been there to where I almost couldn't make payroll. I've been there to where I didn't have anywhere to go. I've been there to where, how do I pay rent? How do I pay my business partner? I've been where you are. I want to help you never see that again. And if you're not there yet, you want to grow and scale, I've been there. I want to help you. The way I can help you and the way I can help others is if you let people know about this podcast. The Attention Equals Dollars podcast is a free educational tool to you. And the way you can repay me back is by on iTunes, go to the rate, review, and subscribe section. Click that shit. Let people know about it. Email one friend if you don't mind. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you have somebody that you think would find this valuable, shoot them an email and say, listen, man. Maybe it's your business partner. Hey, man, this resonates. I think Luke might have a point. Or if you hate me, share it, man. Let everybody know. This guy is an idiot. Just let more people know that you hate me, because guess what? It helps at the same time. And I want you to have success. So I appreciate you. Attention equals dollars. And you, my friend, are going to start getting attention today.